Hey, by the way, the sketch you sent us that Lex has posted on the coasttocoastam.com website, absolutely, I mean, it's magnificent. It's, you know, if it's real, what could it be?
The Mawas, the Malaysian Bigfoot. Well, we've got something going on over there in Malaysia, and it's really been ongoing for really decades, but since last December, there's lots of reports out, and that artist, Peter Lau, from Singapore, has made that drawing based upon these photographs that we're hearing are now circulating around a confidential group of researchers, with Vincent Chow being the main researcher that I've been talking to over there. It's just fascinating. It looks like Homo erectus. It looks like something that could really shake up things.
Are you beginning to think that maybe, just maybe, it could be an actual Bigfoot?
I think we could really be close. I mean, I'm always extremely cautious.
Yes, you are. I know that. Yeah.
I'm very cautious, but we do have to let ourselves get excited once in a while. And, you know, based upon Vincent and some other people I'm talking to over there, I think they're really in the vortex of a discovery that could shake us all up and really let us be excited about this.
Well, and what are they describing this creature like?
They're describing it as something that looks like what we think about Bigfoot is over here, but really much different, somewhere in the range of 8 feet tall, 10 feet tall. Individual that shows lighter hair cover because of the tropical setting there. Females seem to be shorter and have breasts that are covered with hair with small heads, and then the juveniles 4 to 5 feet long. But the pronounced ridge across the eyebrow is certainly there. The colors seem to be a reddish-brown in adults, and they make guttural or low to high-pitched noises. They don't seem to be harmful to domestic animals or humans. And they're describing the arms and the feet as extremely strong and large. They obviously go around in the rainforest, so they're able to really negotiate some dense brush pretty much. Another thing that's interesting, because what Vincent is talking to me about is that there's 11 photographs of these creatures that have been taken. He's been shown 3 that he wants to include in a book that he's going to be writing in the next year, and I'll be writing the preface to. And he's describing faces that he said are wrinkled. He calls them handsome but wrinkled. They seem to have a face that he calls charismatic and really deep and intense stare, something that he says tells him that these are closer to humans than apes. But then again, the nostrils are more flared than the human nostril. They have double eyelids.
Almost gorilla-like?
Yeah, almost gorilla-like, yet that human-like face that seems to be there in some of these more ancient-looking Bigfoot-type creatures.
You've been quoted in some news articles lately. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, what's happening over there, of course, is that Vincent was at a news conference about something else, about the discussion of footprints that were recently found, and one of the individuals there and some of the other news people asked him about this book, and so it got out that there is actually a book coming out and that will have some of these publications in it. So these newspaper articles have been reporting, you know, both from Vincent Chow and myself, that there could be photographs. But, of course, what has happened with the media, they've been saying things like the book's supposed to come out in June, and that's, of course, ridiculous. Or that, you know, now we're getting a lot of pressure, and you can see this on Crypto Mundo, from people that want to see the photographs right away. Well, why can't you release one photograph? And what Vincent is telling me is that he's very cautious, he's a very serious researcher, and he's not going to rush just to, you know, publication without really doing a lot of more field research for himself, as well as these photographs are only as good as the people that are taking them. So he's doing background checks on those individuals and really making sure that what he's going to produce and what we're going to really talk about is something that is truthful.
Lauren, are you confident that Vincent Chow is not like an individual who tried to convince people that he had a Bigfoot a few months ago?
Yeah, in his backyard or something. I think Vincent Chow, he's a man that's he's 59 years old. He's a well-known naturalist. He's Dr. Vincent Chow. He's associated with universities over there. He is the one that's being shown the photographs. He's the one that the individuals who are the local people over in Malaysia are releasing the photographs to. I don't see Vincent Chow either doing this for money. He's already a comfortable individual, doesn't need the money, doesn't need the fame. And he's mostly, well, from what I understand, very interested in the scientific discovery that this will be. But also Vincent, in private conversations with me, is extremely cautious like me and is not going to go overboard and jump off a cliff without having these pictures in hand and the ability to publish them. So he's not claiming, I'm not claiming that we have a Bigfoot in our closet or anything. So we're extremely cautious about this discovery.
Okay, but you have confidence in him.
I have confidence in him. I don't yet have confidence in the photographs because I haven't seen them. And until I talk to an eyewitness or the individual photographer, I won't have confidence in those photographs.